We are recording.
All right, fantastic. So yeah, this is the hearing for the civil infraction that was issued to Union Ridge 5 LLC. And since Kara Haug was the inspector who was in contact to see the property and also to complete our process with the landowner, I'm going to turn it over to Kara so that she can fill us in on her details. So take it away, Kara.
All right. I'd be happy to. So I believe I'm looking at the reports and everything now. The first violation went out June 4th. A certified letter was sent with the violation notice. It says in the report that it was received and signed for on June 16th by Kevin Campar. Going down, I made phone calls to a Marvin Power and left a message with the company that was the any kind of contact person that I had there for Union Ridge 5 LLC. The 1st of July, I called and made contact with the building that's here on site, Allied Welding. Tried to get some information from them for contact for property owner. Didn't receive any information there. And then it goes on to July 6th. There was no control. That's where we're at now. I'm here on site now, and I can tell you that there's still poison hemlock, and the seeds are still on the ground at this time.
Okay, yeah. The only thing that I would have to add is that since the law is designed to prevent seed production, that's really the bottom line. If someone sprays or mows or takes an action to try to comply with the law, that's fantastic. But we still need to prevent viable seeds from being produced as per the law. And since that didn't happen in this case, that's really what the violation of the law entails. And I just wanted to add too that reviewing the history of this site, this infestation has also produced viable seeds 2019 last year and 2018 the year before. And we haven't had any contact in our notes with the company 2018, 2019, and then also this year, which is kind of an anomaly for us because usually we receive contact from the landowner. They want to comply, they want to tell us about what's going on, but that didn't happen in these cases. So I think that's everything that we wanted to layout. Is there anybody who didn't see the pictures or have the emails that needs that information? Okay, so hearing none, I'm going to assume that everybody has all that information. Does anybody have any questions before we turn it over to Ashley? Okay, so hearing none, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Ashley.
Thank you. I kind of made a little bit of a timeline here and went through my emails. It has been an ongoing, each year we've been getting a notice that's actually been forwarded to us by Marvin Power, who is our tax consultant. So it's not coming, the notice isn't coming directly to us. So there's, we didn't get the notice in hand. So I guess whoever signed for it must have been on Marvin Power's side. But they do forward us the notices. And so I received the notice about the poison hemlock. It's been something that we've addressed each year with our landscaper. He's familiar with the issue, and each year he's been removing it for us. I'm not as familiar with, I guess, status of it going to, going to seed, or what that means exactly as far as that's concerned. But the landscaper is. So we received the notice from Marvin Poer a little bit delayed. We got right on it, had a landscaper go out there. He said he tried to hand pull the hemlock, but it was just too much for him to hand pull. So he had to return to come out and remove the rest of it. And I have emails from him verifying that he removed all of the hemlock, which he's done in years past. And then we got the violation notice that it hadn't been removed. So I guess I'm just confused on, I'm assuming since it was removed, it's grown back since then, if you're on site today, seeing it there. But we're trying to control it. And when we receive the notices, we're always right on it, asking our landscaper to go out and take care of it. So we're definitely not ignoring any of the notices that come. And we're trying to take action as soon as we receive the notices. So I guess going forward, I'm not sure how to handle this if we've had the landscapers come out each year. And as far as contact goes, I don't know if not receiving a response from us, we've always taken care of it each year. So I'm a little confused on that one.
Okay. So maybe Jerry, you want to take it from here and have the board take action?
Okay. And the question, I guess, before, or maybe from the board too, is my understanding is that's not regrowth, that it was not taken care of. Is that question for Kara?
That's true. We're not talking about regrowth. We're talking about the initial plants that I sent the report for. They are still on the ground on the site. Somebody did come through and cut, but that was after, I think, Ashley and I started the conversation of, I believe that she said something on our phone call that the landscaper came in and sprayed, but I didn't see any evidence of spray. And then the next time I came by to check the site for control, it was kind of cut down, but there wasn't, to the best of my knowledge, plants removed. I still see them on the ground here.
So the seed heads and the plants have not been removed?
That is correct.
Okay.
I have emails here from the landscaper that, and they're, I have them printed. He says, I'm sure I removed it all because I double checked after finishing. He said, I will go right now. This was on July 15th and be 100% positive that I removed everything. He responds again on July 16th. I just checked once more, didn't find a single plant in the field. He said, you can give them my number if you'd like to speak with him. But he's said that I even have emails from him where he said he tried to hand pull it, but had to return a few days later to remove the rest. So I don't know if there's a confusion on where this area is, but it doesn't sound like, it sounds like two different things are going on, or it maybe he's pulling it from a different area. I guess it just doesn't, they don't match up.
And Ashley, did you receive the pictures that were attached to the email inviting to the meeting?
I didn't notice their attachments, but I did receive an email on July 20th with some photos of the poison hemlock. I forwarded those to the landscaper, and he says you can see in the photos that he had begun removing the plants. but that he had to return after to get the rest of it.
Okay, yeah, one of those photos is a close-up. I would advise you, probably best thing moving forward is make sure he sees that, because that's the whole deal. It's a close-up of the seed of the plant. And the photos that all begin with "you are, you know, kind of how things stand right now. The plants have been knocked over. Doesn't really look like they've been removed, because you can see the entire plant laying on the ground. But, you know, the seeds are still attached to the plant, and they drop off over time as it dries out. But, you know, I would make sure he sees that, because that's what we're talking about. If he's confused, you know, that's not good.
And the seeds are like the flowers on top. Is that what I'm looking at?
Right. Yeah, the flowers become the seeds.
I see.
Are you checking that picture, Ashley?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I see a small area where it looks like he's pulling them. You can see on the left-hand side, if we're looking at the same photo, it looks like he started in that area. And then, so I can see what he's referring to there. But it as far as it still being there, I guess I'm a little confused on that. He said he was 100% sure he removed it all. So do we know where this is on the property?
Yeah, it's pretty prominent. It's the mound that's raised in the center. It's been the same place for years.
Okay. I guess I'm just getting two different, we own and manage the property from California. So I guess when he's emailing me, I'm relying on what he's telling me is fact. So I can see from the photos that it's there, and it looks like it's time stamped. I guess I'm relaying what he's told me as far as it being removed. And I guess he says he went out and double checked, and it was still 100% removed. And so from what I'm hearing, it doesn't look like anything's been done out there.
Correct.
Right. This sort of control is really not going to get you anywhere. This is letting it go to seed every time, and knocking the plants over is, it's just not going to do anything. My advice would be communicate with us directly, because we're the ones that are inspecting. We're the ones that are going to be able to tell you authoritatively what's happening with regard to seed production. If he's confused, it doesn't sound like he's a good source of information.
Right. Yeah, we've done this. I mean, it's been a few years of each year we ask him to take care of it for us, and it hasn't been an issue up until this year. So I didn't know that there was any kind of a problem with the way that we were removing it until this year. But assuming that he was removing it correctly the years prior, we would have gotten some kind of a infraction then. But I'm a little confused. I'm getting one story from him, but then I'm seeing pictures of it still there. So I guess we're going to have to find another source to have it removed if that's the case.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to need some other landscaper or whatever. So that's your choice, but we're dealing with a very bad weed, and it hasn't been controlled for three years that we've been tracking it or something.
It looks like it hasn't been controlled for 3 years.
Yeah, 2018 there was seed heads, 2019, that's what I heard from, I think it was Kara that said it, and then currently.
We've never received a notice or anything that it wasn't being handled. We've been on top of it, trying to get, you know, getting him out there to handle it. And each year it has gone okay, except for this year, as far as we've known. I don't know if there's communication going somewhere that's not going directly to us, because that the address that's on the violation is not our address. So we're not getting anything that's sent to that address isn't coming to us as the landowner. So that might be one issue, but we haven't received any kind of infraction in years prior for this, or any notice that we weren't handling it sufficiently. So we've just continued doing this year what we've done in years past to have it removed. When we receive notice that there's poison hemlock, we just ask our landscaper to go out and remove it. And that's what we did this year as well. But so this is the first we're finding out that it's not being removed in a sufficient manner.
And this is the first year we issued a citation to get the attention of the landowner, is my understanding.
Yeah, that's correct.
So
this is Lisa Nelski. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. Go ahead, Lisa.
So I have some questions. When a citation is issued like this, are there any kind of specific instructions that are given to what exactly needs to be done with how they need to be removed, a map or an area where the plants are growing, and then how they need to be disposed of?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. Actually, all of our communication that would help avoid this sort of thing is included with the initial contact. So where we start from, we have really a lot of times very poor information to get hold of an out-of-state corporation. We're using the address that's in Clark County system for where the property taxes go. So we mail it off to the same place where they get their property taxes. And we do as much homework as we can, but a lot of times we're unable to locate anyone for an out-of-state corporation. So. We rely on that initial violation letter, as it's spelled out in the law, to explain everything. And really, all the information that we've touched on here is in that letter. The letter says specifically that timing is crucial. One of the years, I think it was 2017, the mowing was effective, and it stopped seed production. And the landscaper did that mowing early in the year, and that stopped it from going to seed. And that's exactly what it says in the letter. You know, you need to prevent seed production. You need to do something early enough to stop it. The letter says where on the property it is. It describes it in words. And many times in the letter it says, if you have any questions, please call us. So we really rely on the landowner to make contact with us, call us, email us, whichever method they prefer to get in contact and clear up any questions. But like I say, if that doesn't happen, we run out of options pretty quick. We're happy to explain, and that's a lot of what our job is, explaining exactly where the plants are and how to identify them. But if somebody calls us, we're more than happy to explain removing seeds that are in the process of forming. We do that all the time. But it's when we have these cases of no contact for multiple years and, you know, we don't have a different option. This is really our only option, the exceptional cases where there's a bad infestation and we don't have any contact.
Yeah, just to comment on that, it's not that we're not making contact to purposely not make contact. We just didn't know there was an issue in the prior year. So we received, when we do receive the notice, this notice, the original notice of violation order to correct went to our tax. It's a company that does our tax appeals. So we didn't receive it directly. They had to forward it to us. But once we do receive the notice, we've always reached out to our landscaper to take care of it. So I see where it says it does have an attachment to the notice where it says, how do I control the poison hemlock? And it says that hand pulling is effective. And it sounds like that's what our landscaper was trying to do initially, but then realized there was too much, and he said he had to return with some tools to remove the rest of it. I guess the reason we haven't reached out is because we just assumed once we had him go and take care of it that it was handled. We didn't know there was any kind of an issue, or we would have reached out. But that, I just wanted to comment on that. It's not that we're not making contact. There was just no contact requested of us, and we were just handling the situation as it came forward.
Okay. Do you have more questions, Lisa?
Oh, no, that was all. I've worked with people before that they were trying to remove an invasive plant, and they just weren't given clear instructions on how exactly that needed to be done, but it sounds like clear instructions were given. That completely answered my question. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bill, you got any questions?
Well, I more, rather than questions, I have commented, and that is that this has been an ongoing issue. The argument that, well, we haven't been notified is clearly invalid. Notification has gone out numerous times, registered letter, everything, and control practices have been explained, and this has been ongoing for 3 years. It's a very sizable infestation, and I don't feel that, you know, I don't feel that there's much leg to stand on as far as claiming that we haven't been notified. We didn't know it was a problem.
That's not exactly what I said. We've taken care of it each year that we've been notified. So it's not, we have not been ignoring it. Each year we've asked our landscaper to take care of it. And so this is the first time we've been notified that there's been any issue with the way that we've been handling it at all. So we've gotten the notice forward to us by our tax the company who performs our tax appeals. The minute we get it, we forward it to our landscaper who goes out and handles it each year. So this is the first year that we've been notified that we're in any kind of violation. So it wasn't that we were sitting on it and not handling it. It was that we didn't know there was an issue with the way that we were handling it. I mean, it says clearly in the attachment that hand pulling is effective, and that's what our landscaper said he was doing. So this is news to us that there's been an ongoing issue with the way that we've been handling the cleanup of the removal.
So this is Bill Zimmerman again. Go ahead, Bill. Okay, so I'm looking back at 2018. On 7/27, the activity is gone to seed. In 2019, in the August 20th, it's gone to seed. And, you know, if this, to say you've been handling it in the past, obviously, you know, has not been, what you're doing is not effective, and some other control measures need to be put in place to make sure that this doesn't spread and impact your neighbors and the other landowners around you.
Okay, when we were given notice to remove it, we removed it and didn't receive any notification after that we didn't remove it properly in years prior. So we just been handling it the same way with the assumption that we're handling it correctly. So it's not that we're trying, I mean, we're doing everything that we thought we, you know, possible to remove it. It's not that we weren't removing it or not trying to remove it. Of course, we want to comply when we receive a notice to remove it. So we just didn't know that we weren't handling it properly. There was nothing that was telling us that we weren't handling it properly in the prior years.
Yeah, the only thing I would say to that is that in 2019, the record reflects that we sent an initial warning letter very early in the year. This is April 22nd, and the letter is kind of a friendlier version of the violation letter. It lets somebody know that they have usually a little bit more time, usually 14 days, to control the plants. But then later on in 2019, we sent a violation letter, which you also received this year, a little bit tougher language, a little bit more legalese that explains the fines and that sort of thing. And in that letter, it spells out there's been no control. You know, you're still in violation. You still haven't done enough.
This is an ongoing problem, and in 1 year to get two letters, I would think would tell you any efforts you've been doing are not getting the job done. And I don't know what else we could do besides mail a letter to the only address we have, you know, make phone calls.
Sounds like
for bothering the lessee, you know, of the property. Yeah, we exhausted the efforts that we could, you know. If you want to know if the efforts are successful or not, we're always here, you know, we're a phone call away.
Well, I guess there's just some confusion that I don't know of anything that's said that we weren't handling it correctly. It was just that it grows back each year. So we were receiving a notice that it's that time of year again, we need to remove the poison hemlock. And so we asked him to go take care of it when we received the letter. So we receive a notice and then we handled it. There was just no indication that we weren't handling it correctly. We've always been on it. We've been trying to take care of it. He's told me he's removed it. I have years of history here of the landscaper saying he's removed all of the hemlock. So our efforts have been trying to comply with any notice we receive regarding the issue. And so, I mean, as far as it's a plant that grows back, it's one that has to be removed on an ongoing each year. So, I mean, us being in violation each year, I mean, I guess that would happen because the plant grows back, correct? I guess I'm just not understanding. What do we do to remove it completely if it's a weed that grows back each year?
You know, you can avoid ever getting another letter from us again. You just need to instruct your landowner to carefully follow, or excuse me, you need to instruct your landscaper to carefully follow all the instructions that are in the warning letter and the attached sheet for control. If he was to spray it in the fall, effectively, spray it in the spring, either one of those, then it would never make flowers. We would never see it. We would avoid the whole situation. So really, it can be dealt with effectively, in a whole different time frame. You know, in early spring, when everything starts growing, that's the best time to try to control it.
Okay. This is all new to me. I didn't have any of this information before. I'm not, you know, as far as I knew, he was handling it, and we received the letter, we acted on it as far as we knew. But I mean, going forward, we can ask him to do more to control it. I wouldn't want this to continue, you know, for us to keep getting violations. I want to make sure that it's handled. And we do our best to make sure that, you know, if we receive any kind of notice that it's handled right away. I mean, we're always right on it. So this is a little bit of a shocker to us to get a violation, you know, since we're always right on it to handle it. So I guess there's some confusion on our landscaper side on how to properly handle the weed. It sounds like that might be happening there. I guess we're not a specialist in poison hemlock removal, so this is all new to me.
Yeah, part of why all that information is sent out when the citation goes, or the warning letter, like back in April, and then and after that, and then basing everything on the current year, and then the citation issued. So even without 2018, 19, or 17.
Yeah, the only thing I haven't quite finished is hooking up the drainage for the drip tray. So that's where I'm at now.
Not true.
Yeah, so the prior years, we didn't know it wasn't being handled correctly. I guess that's all I can say about it being an ongoing issue. We had no idea that in years prior, we weren't handling it correctly. So it's not, I know that's an argument that it's been an ongoing issue over the last 3 years. This is the first we know that there's been an issue with the way that we've been handling it. So we definitely aren't sitting on it. We're not ignoring the notices by any means. So it you know, each year we receive a notice that that hemlock's been noticed on our property. We ask that landscaper to remove it. He confirms that he's removed it. That's how we've done it in years past, but I guess we're getting a notice that we're not handling it correctly, which we're happy to comply and definitely get it removed correctly. It just, it wasn't anything that we were ignoring by any means.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I think it can just be solved with more contact. You know, the warning letter actually says on the bottom of it, please call to let us know when you've, you know, finished your control work. And, you know, the purpose of that really is because then if you call us when you finish your control work, then we can verify that. You know, we can make sure that we're all on the same page. And we get a lot of phone calls every year of people who are calling us wanting to know final resolution, you know, doing their due diligence to make sure that everything's been taken care of, you know, for that reason. They're out of state, or, you know, they haven't visited the property in a long time, or whatever the case may be. And in those cases, you know, we get a lot of contact that people say, I want you to mail me a letter saying that it has been controlled, so I, you know, have proof of this, or something like that. So, you know,
we will definitely do that going forward. I'm looking at the letter. I see if it says if we have any questions to contact, but I don't see any about us verifying that. I can definitely do that. I have no problem doing that. I don't see where it just says if you have any questions, please contact us. We didn't.
Letter. I think this time around you just got the violation letter, because that's usually our procedure. The date, the timeline is a little bit tighter on the violation letter. So, yeah.
We didn't know there was an issue, or I mean, if we knew that we weren't handling it correctly, we never received a violation in the past, so we assumed the way that we were handling it was correct, and we did this year just as we've done in the years past to remove it. So we can definitely have more communication with you. Happy to do that going forward. It wasn't our intention to, we didn't ignore the letter. We've been trying to handle it as best as we can. We thought that was sufficient, but apparently it's not. So we're going to have to do more going forward to make sure that it's removed. But again, we just didn't know we were in any kind of non-compliance with this. We thought we were handling it correctly each year, and going forward, I guess we'll have to do more to get it taken care of earlier in the season.
Yeah, you kind of keep addressing that it needs to be removed, which is what sort of or been assumed that it's been done, but it needs to be, in my opinion, it's going to have to be chemically controlled to get it under control, because just trying to get the seed heads every year makes it a real dangerous situation for ongoing propagation of the plant.
Okay.
So you need to, and I don't know that your landscaper, not knowing who that would be, something for you to check. My understanding, he's going to have to be certified for chemical application, or you need to find somebody else that can do that. So you can get it under control, and you will, you know, like Justin said, we won't be receiving communications back and forth anymore, hopefully. And then, you know, CARE or whoever's out there will inspect the site. And that would be the end of everything. Yeah, should be.
Okay, we could definitely do that going forward. The attachment just says hand pulling is effective and certain things like that. So we forwarded this to him, and he handled it the best he knew how. But it sounds like we're going to need to get a company out that does more chemical treatment to get it removed in a more complete fashion, so it doesn't come back in the coming years.
Right. Yeah, because hand pulling is kind of a last resort. That's after the seed head is already into production and you got to get them off so the seed doesn't go. That's the big thing, prevent the seed production. So some kind of chemical control early on to get that plant stopped, because we don't need it in the county.
Okay.
Bill, Lisa, moving forward.
Well, what's our options right now then, Justin or Tyler, does anybody want to say what are our options, or is there penalties? What do we have?
Yeah, well, so this was a fine for $500. And like you guys have done in the past, I'm sure that you can you know, upon hearing the evidence, you can, you know, deny or approve or, you know, take whatever action. I know you guys have done different things in the past, so that part's up to the board.
Well, I guess if this is Bill Zimmerman, and I guess in my estimation, I would approve the $500 fine. And in my estimation, it's you know, not that much. And but if it gets actually the tension, well, by golly, maybe we'll have it taken care of next year. It's probably too late this year to solve anything. It's already gone to seed. It's already drifted off. So I would approve the fine.
Okay, that's a motion, Bill.
Yes.
Okay. I will go ahead and second that motion. And so we have a motion and a second to continue on or approve the citation of $500. Any other discussion or question from the board?
This is Bill Zimmerman again. I guess I would, you know, I'm always reluctant to wrap anybody too awful much, but this has been an ongoing situation for the last 3 years, if not more so, more even longer than that. And, you know, to take and say, well, you know, you kept sending it to the address that is on our tax records. Well, if you want something different, you know, come forward and put a different address on there to be notified. So I will stand by that $500.
Okay.
I guess the address isn't really the argument. It's just we've been handling it thinking that it's been handled each year. So it's not that we haven't been handling it. This is the first year we've been notified that the way that we've been handling it wasn't sufficient. So we've done everything in our best efforts to control this every time we've gotten a notice. So it's not that you're not getting our attention. You've gotten our attention each year. We've acted on it. This is the first. I mean, we're being educated on something we're not. This isn't our specialty in. When we're notified, we've notified the landscaper immediately to take care of it. We've done everything in our best effort to handle it. So that yes, it's not going to us directly, but when we do receive it, we're right on it and we've handled it. This is the first year that we've been notified that there's been an issue with the way that we've been handling it. So I would argue that, you know, we're not a case where we're ignoring your letters. We're trying to comply with the notices that you're giving us. This is just the first that we're hearing that we're not doing it to the standards that you'd like. But I mean, that's all I would have to say about that. I understand that it's there. We need to handle it. We're more than happy to try to comply with that and do the best that we can to get rid of it. I guess that's all I have to say about that.
Okay. Any other discussion? Lisa, Bill? Okay. We have a motion and a second to apply the $500 citation. Maybe a
voice. Do I need to do an I or an A or anything?
I am going, yeah. Is there going to be, let's see, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Bill.
And me, aye. Opposed, there would be none. So the citation stands. And Justin, Kevin, move forward with whatever you need to do, I guess.
Yeah, okay. We need to send a legal document that's just the findings and conclusions, as you know, lawyer speak, for what the board decided, and I'll make sure that happens.
Okay, yeah, send all the legal speaks that we need to, and we'll move forward.
And Kevin, do we have anybody else on the call? Can you see anybody? Because I can't see anybody.
Yeah, we did have one caller call in and the sort of first 10 minutes after the meeting had started. So if you called in a little bit late, could you identify yourself, please? I took you off mute.
Duval.
Ah, thank you, Jeff Duval, for the record.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I guess that ends the hearing as far as the board is concerned.
Yep.
Okay. I guess we can all go about our business for the rest of the day and enjoy the fresh air up here.
Yep, that's right. Next meeting's in November.
Okay, we'll wait for the notice on that, and I can excuse the board, Bill and Lisa and myself. We can hang up, and that should be the end of that.
Thank you, Jerry.